This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. We have a official visit preview list. Rutgers has its first big official visit of the I guess you call it the spring window, the late spring window,
spring, early summer window. Summer, but it's not really summer, so it's
like... Yeah, let's call it the summer visit window. Rutgers has 21 prospects currently scheduled to be on campus, three of them committed to Rutgers, two of them committed elsewhere. We're going to get into that list. We're going to talk the Rutgers football schedule changes that were announced last week and a couple other things as well. But first, we are presented to you by Night and Day Apparel, calling all Rutgers students, alumni, and fans. Are you looking for new and unique Rutgers merchandise? Night and Day Apparel has you covered, from t-shirts to hoodies, drinkware to pet accessories. Night and Day focuses on providing Rutgers community with exclusive, one-of-a-kind tailgating products. Be sure to check out all the links in today's podcast description to their website and social media so you can stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. Shop now and keep shopping.
Some new gear on here I'm looking at.
They did. They just dropped some new gear. I haven't had a chance to look at any of it yet, but I did get that promotional email about it. So if you're looking for some new gear for the summertime, definitely check it out. That Rutgers pool floaty looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Let's hop into this list. So let's first talk the Rutgers commitments that will be on campus. Rennick Darillis will be on campus. We'll have Shane Ashenfelder, the quarterback commitment of the class, and Jaden Elijah, a tackle commit. It seems like the commits are kind of sprinkled into these weekends. Do they just kind of like fit in wherever they're free for the summer period?
Yeah, so previously they used to do like an official visit weekend where it would just be all the commits, and you'd notice it would be like a couple of the top targets too, to try to convince them, of course. But it's kind of spread out a little bit differently this year, which is fine. It's just more so when these guys can get there. But yeah, I mean, the three of them are interesting. Sean Ashenfelder is a longtime commit. He's not going anywhere. He's very loyal to Kirk Shiraka. That's their quarterback, and those always get kind of locked up pretty quickly. But Rennick Darillis has been a longtime Rutgers lean. I think we submitted a future case January.
He's a commit.
No, I know, but I'm saying he was a lean, and then he committed.
Got it.
Now he was a long time Rutgers lean and committed, Union kid. They almost never lose any Union kids. Oh, technically he's Don Bosco prep now.
I was going to say he transferred to Bosco. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to fix that actually. Between those two and then Jaden Elijah, there were some rumors going on this offseason. Jaden Elijah started to look around a little bit, but Rutgers, has done a good job of keeping him on board. Sounds like that's going to be his only official visit, which is good because we know the rule Greg Schiano has. If you visit elsewhere, you're not a commit probably anymore. So, yeah, the three of them, good to get them on campus again. Just good to get them there. And I'm sure they'll show some of their recruiting abilities this weekend.
For sure. Let's talk through some of the let's talk through the four stars that'll be on campus. One of them is committed elsewhere. The other three are uncommitted. So let's start from the top. John Forster. He is the four-star running back out of St. Joe's. He is an all-purpose back. He's a 5.9 four-star in Rivals. Talk about his level of interest in Rutgers and just kind of what he brings to the table.
Yeah, so he's definitely very interested in Rutgers. If you look back and you asked me where he's going to end up probably back in January, I'd probably say Rutgers or Syracuse, but his recruitment has changed quite a bit. He's taken a bunch of official or unofficial visits this spring. He's been to Illinois. He's been to West Virginia, Wisconsin, Tennessee. I forget where else. There was like one or two other ones. But regardless, he's been to Rutgers as well. He was there for the spring game. But I think Rutgers is still near the top of his recruitment. But I'm going to say he's a Wisconsin lean right now. And I'm going to say Illinois might be right there with Rutgers as well. Illinois has done a good job of recruiting New Jersey. How? I don't know why. They just have. If you remember last year, they were very close to landing Fama Touré, which is crazy considering the Touré connections to Rutgers and all that. But yeah, no, Wisconsin's done so well with New Jersey running backs over the years. People are joking around saying like, hey, you're giving them a recruiting pitch. And it's like that they've been doing this forever. Like it's Jonathan Taylor, it's Ron Dane, it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, no, I think Wisconsin's the heavy favorite, but they're pretty up there in his recruitment. And he loves Wisconsin, loves the running back tradition they have there. Now they have a different offense now. It's more of an air raid under Phil Longo, but they still do run the ball quite a bit. West Virginia's in that official visit list too. They'll get him last on the 21st, and usually that means a lot. But I think he might end up committing before that. So I don't know if that won't mean anything, but yeah, this is going to be an interesting battle to see what happens because Demir Shaw is the main recruiter here for Rutgers, and he hasn't really lost many battles since taking over assistant coaching role.
Yeah, he's been a fantastic recruiter, and you know he's really blossomed as the running backs coach too. I mean, you look at his first year on the job, he has the Big Ten leading rusher who wasn't even expected to be the guy going into the season. So you can't talk about him enough in terms of the job he's done recruiting and developing his players. Four official visits scheduled for John Forster. Do you expect him to commit within the next month after those visits are over?
Yeah, like I said, I don't think he makes that fourth one. If I had to guess, I would say he'll probably make a decision sometime this June. Some of these kids do end up waiting until July, but no, I think this is going to end in June. But going back to Demir Shaw real quick, I probably argue he's best recruit on the staff right now, like by a wide margin.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Shiano showing his eye for talent amongst the coaching ranks, especially these younger guys. Shiano's got a really high hit rate in terms of if you look at his coaching tree.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move on to the next guy here. The next four-star that is visiting Rutgers is Maxwell Roy, the 6'5 defensive tackle out of St. Joe's Prep in Philadelphia. Tell us a little bit about him and where you think things stand with Rutgers.
So Rutgers is in a weird spot there. So I shouldn't say weird spot. They're in like probably third place in this race right now. Ohio State is in a heavy lead there. As long as they take him, he'll probably end up there. But Rutgers is creeping up to that second place spot with Michigan. It's going to be interesting to see where things kind of fall. He's got a top four right now of Michigan, Ohio State, Rutgers, Wisconsin. No official visits scheduled to Michigan or Wisconsin at the moment. But he does have one for Ohio State on the 14th. I think Rutgers is doing a really good job here. Ironically, guess who his main recruiter is? Demir Shaw. Yeah, no, he's just done a really good job with the PA, Philly kids. It's going to be really hard for Rutgers to break into that St. Joe's Prep recruiting pipeline. Not many schools have been able to do it in the past, and Ohio State is one of them, obviously, with Kyle McCord, Marvin Harrison Jr. recently. But yeah, no, I mean, Rutgers is trying to break into that pipeline, and if they can break into that, then all bets are off. St. Joe's Prep, if you don't know, is essentially Bergen Catholic of Pennsylvania. Like, they're that good. They're, like, the best program in PA almost every year. So yeah,
it seems like they kind of have, like, I know Penn State for a while has had issues getting into St. Joe's Prep, right?
Still do. Can't
still
get
do.
There. Yeah. They have a weird, hatred for each other for some reason.
Well, you gotta love that as a Rutgers fan, especially, you know, if you look at where St. Joe's Prep is on the map in Philadelphia versus where Rutgers is and versus where Penn State is, like,
technically
you're going to drive almost 4 hours to get from Philly to State College versus, you know, an hour maybe Philly to New Brunswick. So if you look at who is committed to Ohio State right now, they don't have a defensive tackle commitment. And I think they only have offered, you know, a handful of defensive tackles between 6 and 10. So it looks like they're being very selective. And if he has an offer right now, he's clearly one of their top guys. Not saying he's a tier one, he might be a tier 1B. But given he's visiting in 2 weeks, I think it'll be interesting to see how things go.
I mean, Ohio State has the best defensive line coach in the country, and Larry Johnson. Yeah, there's no debating that one. He's going to get whoever he wants. It's Ohio State and it's Larry Johnson. If they want him, they'll get him. If they don't want him, that's where things get interesting, because I know Michigan's working on scheduling an official visit for the 21st, but I don't think it's set yet. But I weirdly enough, I don't think Rutgers has a puncher's chance against Ohio State. I think they have a puncher's chance against Michigan. New staff, totally different staff for the most part. And I know they won the national championship, but this is a kid that would be open to staying home if things just kind of pan out the right way for Rutgers.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look, Michigan's basically lost so much in terms of talent and coaching this offseason. Not that they're going to, you know, fall off entirely, but they're certainly taking a step back, and they were all in last year and it worked out and won their first national title in, you know, 30 years. So it worked out for them.
We'll see.
Let's go down the list. The next 4-star we have on tap for a visit is Bryce Jenkins, the offensive guard out of Friendship College Academy in Washington, D.C. Tell us where things stand with Rutgers and his commitment.
He's technically listed as a guard, but he could also play defensive tackle, and that's where Rutgers wants him personally. I've been told some schools like him as a guard, some schools like him as a tackle. That just goes to show you how versatile he is and how athletic he is, too.
Yeah.
This is a total long shot. I'm a little shocked they were able to get him on campus, or will be able to get him on campus, hopefully. He's supposed to be there this weekend. He'll visit Maryland the weekend after that, South Carolina the weekend after that, and Tennessee the weekend after that. Do the math. What do those three of those four schools have? It's just spelled out, NIL. So I wouldn't be shocked if this one's just going to come down to a pretty big payday, I would say. It kind of came out of nowhere, though. Colin Farrell's built up this relationship quite a bit over the past month or so. And this is a kid that if you asked me a month ago, I'd tell you, hell no, no shot. Get him on campus. Now it's a little bit different. It's not inching towards a commitment by any means. It's not inching towards Rutgers being like even in the top two of his recruiting lists. But I do think that they're starting to inch up slowly. And you're starting to see the longer that these guys are on campus, the longer you'll build these relationships and the more and more recruits you'll get on campus too. So,
yeah, definitely. So a bit of a long shot there, but you know, you gotta be in it to win it. Get them on campus is a huge first step.
Yeah.
And I actually misspoke earlier. We actually have 5 total 4-stars that are going to be on the visit this weekend. Yeah. One literally we just found out about before we started. And let's talk about him now. He is Jaylen Matthews, the offensive tackle out of Toms River North High School in New Jersey. He was previously committed to Penn State. He decommitted from there in September, and he's kind of been a bit all over the place since. He's scheduled a visit for Rutgers for this weekend. He's also got an official plan for Tennessee and Georgia. Talk about where Rutgers stands in his recruitment and if you think, you know, Rutgers is going to actually have a chance at this kid.
So they probably do, only because a lot of schools have backed off of him. This is a kid that this time last year was ranked number 51 in the country. He's now unranked. Or no, I shouldn't say unranked. He's not in the top 250 anymore. He went from number 1 in state to number 6 in state. He's the top 30 offensive tackle, and he just keeps dropping in the rankings. And he's had an interesting offseason. I've gotten to see him twice so far. He struggled mightily at the Roman Soldier Showcase, or no, Zone 6 Showcase. It's going to be interesting to see where things kind of fall. Now, he does have an official visit for Georgia on the 21st. I previously submitted a future cast for Georgia the minute he decommitted for Penn State, and that was specifically for the sole reason that he visited Georgia multiple times, and that's why Penn State kind of was like – it was a mutual parting of ways. They have the same rules that Rutgers does. If you're going to visit elsewhere, you're not committed anymore. we always make the girlfriend comparison. It's like, hey, like if I'm dating this girl, but you know, I'm going on dates with this girl, and it's like, no, you're not. Like, you're pick one.
Yeah, and that's a little foreshadowing of the final 4-star visitor, but we'll finish talking about Jaylene Matthews first.
But right now it sounds like Tennessee's pushing a little bit. I've been told Miami's like very, very close to in the lead there. Miami's been interesting too, because they've taken some kids over the past couple years from Jersey that I don't think they're Miami caliber personally. But I'm also thinking old school Miami, where I grew up and they were phenomenal. Now it's a different Miami. This is the Miami that just got the snot kicked out of them at that bowl game. What bowl game was that again? I don't remember.
That was the Pinstripe Bowl, where Rutgers opened up a few cans on Miami.
Yeah. So I did pretty good there without putting a curse word in that. That was impressive.
You did.
I would say.
You're getting better.
It's either Tennessee or Miami at the moment. Syracuse is lurking too. They were actually supposed to host them this weekend, but they've canceled and Rutgers jumped in. Or vice versa, whatever you want to – Rutgers bumped them, I should say. But there is still an open weekend, that June 7th weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if he visited Syracuse that weekend. Even if he does commit to Tennessee on that June 14th visit, I think this is a kid that could flip again. So you just keep him on the back burner. I know Rutgers is interested, but they're not also going to all-out push either. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with him. He's got a very odd recruitment. You don't see this too often where a kid drops this significantly, but he has potential. He's just got to put it together.
Yep, definitely. So I said we're foreshadowing a bit for the last 4-star. Mm-hmm. The final 4-star who's going to be on campus this weekend is DJ McClary. He is the 4-star, 5.9 4-star linebacker out of Snyder High School in Jersey City. He is committed to Penn State. He's been committed there for quite a while. He also is a standout running back for Snyder. Things sound like they're trending more and more towards Rutgers. You kind of talked about Penn State having a similar approach to if you take a visit elsewhere, you're not really committed. So where do things stand with DJ McClary and Rutgers?
Yeah, if you were on our website or on a roundtable forum, you saw me post yesterday morning. I spoke to a couple different people, and there's some talk that Penn State wasn't too happy with his Elite 11 / it's called the All 22. Elite 11 is for quarterbacks. All 22 is for every other player, basically, every other position. But he struggled at one of those camps. He ran in the 4.8s, 4.9s, I was told.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wasn't great. And then on top of that, he also struggled in one-on-one drills. Now, mind you, these camps aren't built for linebackers in the slightest, because you're going against running backs nonstop, and it's kind of sucks. It's stupid, in my opinion. But so they weren't too happy with that. They want him to camp this summer to confirm that he's still going to stay with them. It's kind of a little bit of an offensive thing when you tell a kid that's been committed this long, a kid who's in a 4-star, like, hey, we want you to camp and make sure we're going to still take you.
Yeah.
Now I've been told he's not too fond of that idea. But regardless, I still think he's a very talented player. I know he might've struggled at the Elite 11, looked a little stiff and all that, but he looked pretty solid at the Under Armour camp that I was at. So it just might be a bad day for the kid at the end of the day. And that's all it is. Like, some of these kids are, they're doing what, 4 or 5 camps every month. And it's like, maybe they have a bad day. It is what, like, what are you going to do? I still think he's a very talented prospect. I think he's a top 5 kid in Jersey, a top like 10 linebacker in the country. He did drop out of the top 250 in our latest rankings that came out today, but he's still a 4-star. He's still a highly ranked kid. And I think Rutgers has a really good shot to flip him. Whether you want to call it a flip or not, because there's some talk Penn State might drop him, quote unquote, you can judge it however you want. But again, they don't like their kids visiting elsewhere. Add that with the whole, they want them to camp and all that, and just bad testing numbers. And it is like, okay, I got to stop saying it is what it is. I keep saying that. I think they have a good shot of flipping them. And this would be a huge get for Rutgers because it gives you another 4-star in Jersey. And you can also pitch the whole, hey, we flipped the kid from Penn State, a linebacker from Penn State. And that's arguably linebacker you. Like,
yeah, so, historically, for sure. This
maybe
is,
not recently, but yeah.
This is a top 4 kid in the state. He's the 4th-ranked overall kid. 3 of the top 6 kids in the state will be on campus this weekend in McClary, Jaylene Matthews, and John Forster. So a huge visit weekend for Rutgers. They have one of the other top 6 kids in this state, Kamar Archie, scheduled to visit later in the month. So Rutgers is, you know, they might not land all the top kids in Jersey, but they are right in there with it. You've said in the past, you've gone on record saying this is the deepest New Jersey's been in terms of talent depth since you've been covering the state for, you know, decade now. Mm-hmm. So big time for Rutgers to get all these kids on campus. I want to kind of run. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you real quick. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, the rankings are changing this week. We're updating everything. So those could be a little flip floppy. There's a lot of names that went up. There's a lot of names that went down. So mind you, like Darren Akingabong, now in the top 250, top New Jersey, or one of the top 3 or 4 New Jersey kids now. So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. So some of these guys go up, some of these guys go down. But as of May 29th, 4 of the top 6 kids currently scheduled to visit Rutgers, 3 of the top 6 this weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of go over high level some of the other kids. I know we talked about the big stars that will be on campus. Let's just run through who else will be on campus, and we can kind of give some notes. Dante Core, the cornerback, I think he's out of Florida. He'll be visiting. He's an Auburn commitment. Mm-hmm. Charles Bell, another corner. He'll be on campus this weekend. Nike Wynn, he's an offensive tackle, will be on campus this weekend.
Yep.
Jordan Houston, the wide receiver, will be on campus this weekend. Braxton Kyle, defensive tackle. Michael Thomas III, wide receiver. Chase Linton, the defensive end, Raiden Bruns, this defensive end will be on campus. Chris Vigna, offensive tackle. Josh Blackston, offensive tackle. Myron Gurman, the tight end. And Michael Clayton, the corner, will be on campus. Out of those guys, who would you say is the closest to committing to Rutgers of the groups?
Going through the list, Bruns, I don't even know how you say it. He's one to keep an eye on. He does have an official visit to SMU, an official visit to West Virginia, but I don't think he'll commit this weekend. So Myron Gurman is a New York he's listed as a tight end. That's got to change. Rutgers is recruiting him as a defensive end. Some schools want him as a tight end, but the fact that it's Rutgers, UConn, or Toledo, if they want him, if they push for him, they're going to get him. We have a future cast in for Braxton Kyle, I believe. Yeah, we've had a future cast in for Braxton Kyle for a while now. I think there's a really good shot they land him. A lot of our analysts liked him at the Rivals camp back in April, March. I forget whenever it was, the one down in Georgia. So he's a kid that Harris Simiak actually himself has been the main recruiter for. So anytime Joe Harris Simiak's getting involved, it kind of tells you how bad they want these kids. I think Gurman has a shot. I think Braxton Kyle has a good shot. And then Michael Clayton, he's a very new offer from Georgia. He's from Northside School. I don't know if I'm not really familiar with the schools down there in Georgia, but he got an offer back on, what was it, 28th, I think it was, and immediately scheduled an official visit. Got on the phone with Greg Schiano and just spoke with him, and it took maybe 5 minutes of convincing, and he's like, I'm coming.
Wow.
Also visits to Central Michigan and Georgia State. I'd be shocked if he made those. Again, this is a kid that they push, they get him like almost immediately. So just to recap, it's Gurman, Kyle, and Clayton as the three that are like not locked in, but I would say there's a pretty good shot if they push for him, they're going to get those three. Linton from Georgia, I'm keeping a close eye on, another defensive end. They could really lock up a large part of their defensive line class this weekend if they get these commitments. So Michael Thomas, too. I always forget about him. He's a Sarreville native. His recruitment's been a little bit quieter lately. We did have a future cast in for him a while ago. We've taken that away since then. Illinois is making a push. Syracuse is making a push. He hasn't scheduled official visits, those two, yet, but I would expect him to schedule a couple more visits soon. But again, if Rutgers makes a heavy push for these guys and says, like, hey, like, your spot's here, like, come commit, then there's a good chance they could just land him pretty quickly. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. But yeah, so they have a good chance of getting several commits this weekend. I'd be shocked if they didn't get multiple at least.
I want to get into the over-under on that, but are there any other Jersey kids in this group that are visiting? I know Chris Vigna is one. Michael Thomas III is another. Mm-hmm.
Jaylene Matthews. DJ. No, that seems like it's it. Now, there could be a surprise or two. There sometimes is. I'm not really expecting one this weekend. I'm keeping an eye on a June 7th weekend because that's when Talibi Kaba is going to be on campus. And we all know who his teammate is, and I just mentioned him, and Darren Akingabong. Now Rutgers is still pursuing him despite his commitment to Georgia. So he's been to Rutgers a couple times already in the past. Back in March 30th, he was on campus and then committed to Georgia. Now he has an official visit for Georgia this weekend, and that should seal the deal for them. But again, you got to keep an eye on kids like that because Rutgers is still going to do whatever they can to try to get him to campus. Now, would Georgia drop him immediately? Probably not because the kid's super talented, but it would give Rutgers a puncher's chance.
All right. So we've gone through everybody. We've been a little bit on most of the guys. I'm going to set the over-under for commitments after this weekend at 2.5. You taking the over or you taking the under?
I'm taking the over. Like I said, I think that they're going to land at least one, if not two, defensive linemen this weekend. Braxton Kyle is the one I'm keeping the closest eye on because we've had a future cast in favor of him. Miren Gurman, we have a future cast in favor of Rutgers there. So there's two right there. The third, you could go anywhere from Michael Clayton, who's that tall, lengthy 6'1", 180 DB that they love. They just offered. They wouldn't get him on campus this quickly if they weren't serious about him.
Sure.
On top of that, you never know. There could be a complete surprise. Like Joshua Blackston, I don't think has any other. He might have one other official visit to Maryland on the 21st of June. That's a big gap. That's like a 4-week gap. So maybe Rutgers pushes, maybe Rutgers gets him. Chris Vigna is a more recent offer. I know he has officials to Boston College and Pitt as well, but he's a kid I could see them landing pretty quickly. Yeah, maybe one of the other Georgia guys too, in like Chase Linton. So I'm going to go definitely over. I'm saying that I'm going to predict right now that Braxton Kyle, it's not really a prediction because I already made these predictions technically, but Braxton Kyle, Miren Gurman, and then someone else on top of that is going to commit as well.
All right. So I would expect your podcast feed will be quite full next week, given how these things normally go. So I know we've been a little quiet in the late part of May, but I don't expect that to last in the early parts of June. The last thing I have on the schedule here is I want to touch on some of the football schedule changes that were announced last week. Rutgers was assigned two Friday night games, the first being the Washington game. It got moved from Saturday, September 28th to Friday, September 27th at 8 p.m. That game will be the blackout game for Rutgers. So that'll be a huge opportunity for Rutgers to get a signature win on the season in September. And then Rutgers had its matchup with USC moved from, I believe, October 26th, which is a Saturday.
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly, to Friday, October 25th. So that's a road game. And it got moved to 11 p.m. Eastern time. The reason that it got moved to 11 p.m. Eastern time, because it is following up game one of the World Series on Fox. So both these games are also going to be on Fox, the national broadcast. I'm a big fan, personally, of these Friday night games. It's kind of the closest thing Rutgers can get in the Big Ten to those Thursday night showcase games that we mm-hmm. had in the past. You know, immediately you think to Rutgers Louisville, Rutgers USF. Rutgers had a lot of big time opportunities to kind of show the nation what they were made of on Thursday nights in the Big East. Now they're getting mm-hmm. that opportunity on Friday nights. You know, we had a chance at a signature win on Friday night in against Nebraska a couple years ago, which we, you know, blew a double-digit lead against. But these are opportunities to kind of own the night. There's not really a whole lot going on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. You know, Rutgers doesn't get many opportunities in terms of night games, especially at home, when you have so many other programs in the Big Ten scheduling-wise. So it gives us an opportunity for a really great environment because SHI mm-hmm. at night is a really, really tough place to play, especially for a big game. I'm a big fan of these. I get why some people wouldn't. The 11 p.m. kickoff is really the only gripe I have with the situation, but when you have, you know, $70 million a year coming in, you just kind of got to just take, you know, take it on the one cheek and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You just got to kind of take it. It happens.
Yeah.
And given that Rutgers' schedule is the easiest it's been since it entered the Big Ten, I think you can't really complain about either of these games getting moved.
Yeah, no, I like the Washington one. I think that's perfect. Friday night, it's great. You get the whole weekend now to do whatever the hell you want. That one's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I wish they would have led. I know you can't do like a 6 p.m. game in L.A., blah, 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 whatever. But I would have loved to see them lead into the World Series with that and just give like a little hype before the World Series. But again, if it is hypothetically, if it's just say like, I don't know, Dodgers, Yankees or Phillies, Yankees, like it's going to be a lot of East Coast people that are just might just keep watching just because it's oh, you know what? Like it's already on. Just keep watching throughout the night. So I wouldn't be shocked if that game put up some serious numbers depending on where Rutgers sits, because technically let's just say they beat Virginia Tech 3, Washington 4. Nebraska, we're playing with fire now. 4-1. I'll say 4-1 just because it's at Nebraska. Wisconsin's home, 5-1. Then UCLA, 6-1. 6-1 against the USC team. That's probably going to be pretty pretty good at that point in the year. So you could set up a pretty damn good game. So we'll just kind of wait and see. But also the cool part is it sounds like some of these New Brunswick bars are going to stay open late. For the game, which is that could be an environment in its own right. Maybe we'll have a little TKR party at like Olive Branch or something.
That'd be cool.
Save you guys the money on the flight.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird experience watching a Rutgers football game until 2 a.m. When I went to Europe last year or 2 years ago, I watched the Iowa game, which kicked off at I think 8 p.m. local time, but kicked off at like 3 a.m. The time I was at. Mm-hmm. So that was a weird experience, but watching it, you know, in New Jersey or in PA for me at, you know, 2 a.m, the game ends, that's going to be strange.
This is what it's going to be like going forward. So,
yep. That's kind of all I got, Rich. Do you have anything else you wanted to hit on before we head out?
No, I just want to give another shout out to Night and Day Apparel. If you haven't already used the promo code Rutgers Rivals, RUTGERSRIVALS. Jeez, that was a tough one. 10% off, I think it is. Go buy some stuff. They got some cool stuff on there. We have Night Report t-shirts too, if you want those. Rep the brand, but there's a bunch of stuff on there. Whether pool floats, like we said before, there's some new designs coming out. I know there's some new basketball designs coming out soon too. So keep an eye on that. This Saturday, right, is the autograph session for Dylan and Ace at the Morris County Card Show. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that starts at 11 a.m. They're not signing at the same time. I think Dylan mm-hmm. signs from like 11 to 12:30, and I think Ace signs from like 1 to 2:30. Mm-hmm. I think the pricing's online somewhere, but you can get inscriptions for an extra cost. You can get a picture with Dylan or Ace for an extra cost. It's a really good event and an opportunity for Rutgers fans to really show love to these guys who are taking a big chance coming to Rutgers and hopefully leading us to our best season since 1976.
It'll be fun.
But that is it for us, guys. I want to thank everybody again for listening, for telling a friend, for subscribing, for writing a review, for doing all those things. It really has helped our show grow, and we hope you continue to do it. If you haven't done it yet, please do that. But for me and Rich, this has been another edition of the podcast.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.